When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best / worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hello.
Also, here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
That's me.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So it's starting to be sunny out again, now that the winter has passed and spring is upon us, and the queen is dead. I believe sunscreen and other sun protection items are in store for our discussions today.
Yay.
I thought I'd start with lotions. They're easy to apply. Just rub them on in and you're good. Protects you versus the, ideally both types of rays that are the UV type.
So, sunscreen is great. Sunscreen's good. Lotion is good. It's really hard to tell when you're rubbing lotion, the sunscreen lotion in, if you've missed a spot or not. Like, getting full coverage on all of your skin with lotion is very difficult. And so, then you go out in the sun and you're out for a little while and you get burned in like really weird lines and patterns because you just, you know, like you were rubbing it on your arm, but you missed like just like a really thin strip. So then you just end up with like little thin strips of sunburn. Very uncomfortable and weird looking.
Lotion can also expire. I went a long time ago somewhere that was very sunny and I used what I thought was a suntan lotion or sunscreen lotion on my head, but it turns out it was expired, and so I got a wicked, gnarly, body horror level sunburn on my head that did horrible things to my scalp, and it also made my face swell up so I looked like one of the vampires from Buffy the Vampire Slayer TV show with my nose all crinkly and stuff, and like my eyes were kind of squinty and losing folds and stuff. It was.
Did you gain powers?
The worst. No. I kind of leaked this green fluid out of my scalp.
That's gross.
Did you bottle it?
No, God no.
We can't experiment on it then. Where did you get this lotion?
It was in a closet, the medicine cabinet, maybe. And probably been in there for years, and I didn't know that sunscreen expired. So check the expiration date on your sunscreen so you don't turn into a vampire.
Yes.
Yes, pseudo-vampires are no good. Alright, well, seems like lotions have problems with expiration and coverage. How about sprays? They're a lot easier to kind of spray on and just kind of walk through it in a nice mist.
Yeah, the sprays are pretty good, especially when it comes to coverage. Like, it's a lot easier to just go over areas multiple times and make sure you get everything. But the problem is that then that mist, if you're outside especially, like, floats around and blows in the air, and it gets into people's, like, eyes and lungs very easily. Mm-hmm. And it's just very unpleasant.
But now your lungs and your eyes are protected from the sun.
Sunscreen lung.
Yeah, I don't think I really want sunscreen lung.
No one expects the sunscreen lung.
No, who do they expect?
Popcorn lung?
Iron lung?
Those are pretty pop. Those are pretty popular.
Lungfish?
Ew. Those are gross.
Alright, so be careful to spray it, you know, not upwind of folks.
Yeah, and like, you know, not in their eyes. It's just, it's bad stuff. Like, it's got alcohol and stuff in it. So if it gets into eyes and such, it's very burny.
I feel like I have to use the spray sunscreen almost like a lotion, and then I have to spray it until there's a puddle on my arm and then spread that around. And it spreads a little bit better than lotion, but if I just spray it, then it all gets caught on my arm hairs and it doesn't get out of my skin. I still have to rub the sunscreen product. And I feel like that is a waste of my time.
But you're making sure you get full penetration on your skin that way.
And like, I don't want to have to put effort into that.
This is why I just stay inside, because then you don't have to worry about
Oh,
rubbing
yeah.
sunscreen into your skin.
Totally. I'm with you 100% there, Chrissy.
All right, what about if you use like a mesh net, something to protect you from the rays by breaking up the beams? So not really, a product that you put on your skin so much as you protect yourself from the sun's beams.
It's like a portable screen.
Yes, that
Okay.
folds up.
Well, if it folds up, you get trapped in it.
I mean, you could, but you'd be safe from the sun.
If you're unfolding it, it could pop you in the jaw and knock you out, and then you're passed out on the ground in the sun before you've gotten your sunscreen shade thingamajigger set up. And then you'll just bake to death in the hot sun.
Yeah, and have you ever noticed how moths like to hang out on screens?
Oop, yep.
Yeah.
During the day?
I mean, just they're just there. It's like they gravitate towards light and screens.
It's true. Giant moth screens. I mean, you could just, if you get a big enough moth, it could screen you from the sun.
Yeah, I mean,
That's
there's
horrific.
Mothra was definitely like shade capable, but also flew by really fast, so things would get blown over and knock over many other things that generate shade. And also, the city destruction that happens when Mothra fights other kaiju could be, an unsatisfactory amount of collateral damage.
It's true. I was just thinking moths the size of bald eagles.
No. No.
Those,
Just blot out the sun with them. Bring the swarm.
like, how big would the closet have to be for the moths to hide in?
Well, one moth per closet.
Oh,
A
okay.
moth in every closet and a chicken in every pot.
Yep, the
Okay.
American dream. All right, we have the other option, which my Irish friends normally use, the fully clothed method, in which you just never take off your clothes and the sun can't get to you.
That's what I do. Like, pants all the time, because then my legs don't get sunburned. The bottom half of my body is much easier to burn than the top half. So, like, t-shirts are fine, but I have to cover my legs, or I just end up with sunburned legs. It's a very effective method. Just cover up with UV protective clothing. The sun can't come in. Foolproof. Of course, then you boil to death in the sweltering heat and you have sunstroke and have to go to the hospital and be rehydrated. But minor price to pay.
Yeah, I think maybe the ideal summer wardrobe is lots of linen bandages, a la the H.G. Wells' The Invisible Man, the early, all the cinematic productions of that have the invisible person wrapping themselves up in those big linen bandages, like that. Only you're already visible, but you're trying to become invisible from the sun. It's like a reverse invisible person move.
Yeah, that would work. Or like a crawl space.
Okay, yeah.
Crawl spaces could work.
They would hide you from the sun. That's why vampires use them. That's why vampires live in people's crawl spaces.
Wait,
In
what?
coffins with the moths.
Okay, as long as they have coffins. If it's just like unattended crawl spaces, then I'm in trouble.
All right, the last sun protection you can get, the Astral Mafia.
The what?
Okay, what?
The Astral Mafia. You have to pay them for protection from the sun. It'd be a
Oh.
shame if all the skin got burned.
That's a lovely epidermis you have there. It'd be a shame if it got crispy.
Whenever the mob gets involved, it's gonna be tricky. Life from then on, a little bit complicated. You gotta do a lot of looking over shoulders, using mirrors to peek around corners.
It also signifies that there's some kind of, market angle to be exploited, because by its nature, this protection racket is subverting the invisible hand and the action and flow of goods and commerce and thoughts and ideas in order to siphon off resources parasitically. So by impeding those natural goods or services, then the astral mafia, would be basically, if they're charging you money to keep the sun away, then you're wasting your money that you could be spending on real good capitalism resources.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you could just be giving them money to, like, send the sun somewhere else, and hopefully you're getting profit off of it. Like, start a solar farm somewhere and have them take all that sun over there.
Man, wouldn't that be great if you could just, like, siphon the sun away from certain places? Like, if I could just have, like, a shadow that lived in, like, a cylinder around me that the sun just couldn't come in. It was just, like, always kind of nighttime.
You'd be a monster of legend.
It'd be amazing.
Call you the Night Queen.
Yes!
How would you see through the darkness, though? Like, if you're stuck in the darkness, then it's also dark, like, for you.
She can see the light out.
Yeah. It's like when you're standing in a shadow, like, you can still see. It's like that.
Okay.
Huh. The light will not shine upon her, but she can see all the light around us.
That,
brilliant.
I'm a little rough on my photomancy, but okay, I will take your word for it. Let's do that trick so that we don't get sunburned.
When the Night Queen walks among us from the bunker, you'll know.
That sounds ominous as heck.
I don't know, sounds pretty good to me.
Well, that's all the fun we have for the sun protection today. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
I gotta go quickly, because there are things to be done.
That is probably something we shouldn't worry about at all. Remember, listeners, that sun is powerful and dangerous, and even though it's not the center of the universe anymore, it's still untrustworthy.
Get your vitamin D, and all hail the Night Queen. Thanks for listening.
All hail the Night Queen.